game two for this Met team is such a must. It's such a must. I think playing from behind against this Dodger team, especially with Yamamoto, who looked so good in game five. And I know, like we talked about, he was up and down. Flaherty was up and down. But playing from behind and really putting yourself in a spot, coming back to city where you have to win the next two games. I know the Mets have responded to everything, but game two is such a must, especially with how well Sean Manaea has played. Negative Dan. Well, all those pull the rabbit out of your ass wins were great, but now you just got a firsthand view of what happens when your offense takes the first seven-plus innings off each game and your pitching doesn't throw their balls off like they have been for the past 2 weeks, especially going against a lineup like this that includes three MVPs. All those 1-0, 2-0 games that you carried into the late innings now turns into 6-0 by the fifth, and it becomes borderline impossible to pull that OMG miracle crap, which basically got them to where they are right now. If this offense doesn't start showing up early, not only will this series be over before you can blink, but it's going to be a complete outclassing, which brings me to the Senga situation. I can understand why they put him out there. Him going out here for a second is a different story, but that has to be the last time we see him this year. This isn't a cute little story in house money anymore. This is a real big boy baseball against a big boy team in a big boy spot, and it's time to treat it as such. Add to the fact that they're trailing in a playoff series for the first time now, there should be no more effing around with a guy who literally hasn't pitched the entire year when you're now four wins away from making a World Series. This is David Peterson's spot now, even after getting a little roughed up tonight, and deservedly so, which if you told April Negative Dan he'd be saying that in the NLCS, I would have given myself an intervention for smoking the same stuff Positive Tommy is on. So he brings up a very interesting point that I do want to think about and maybe sleep on. David Peterson earned a spot in the playoff rotation. I think we all agree with that. If you go back to late September, middle of September, I don't think there was any question if you could line up the rotation the way you wanted, David Peterson was in it without a shadow of a doubt. And he really only lost a rotation spot for things that had nothing to do with him. The days didn't line up for him when the postseason began. Remember, he pitched that incredibly big Sunday game against Milwaukee, which was essentially a playoff game. They then use him out of the bullpen because they needed him in game three. And that was on short rest, so he wasn't in line to start any of those Milwaukee games. Then you get the news that Kodai Senga is ready to come back, and David Peterson looks so good out of the bullpen, it's like, let's keep him in the bullpen. So it is fair to bring up the point, hey, maybe the best course of action with David Peterson is for him to start game five, if there is a game five, as opposed to running the same act with Kodai Senga. Because the problem with the Senga game is that you need someone to back him up. You need to have another starting pitcher, whether it's David Peterson, whether it's Tyler McGill, whether you wanted to pull this crap with Jose Quintana or Luis Severino, to back him up. While if you start David Peterson, he could throw seven innings. He could throw six innings. I think the problem with pulling the plug on Kodai is that they're not going to use him out of the bullpen. They've essentially said the only role he could have is making these kinds of starts. So I think they've put themselves in a spot with the way they constructed this roster by having Kodai Senga on it that, yeah, he's going to start game five. It's just the way it is. They're not going to back off that. But it is compelling to think about David Peterson and say he deserves to make a start. Look, David Peterson didn't pitch well in this game. It was bound to happen. He was due to have it happen. What was impressive by Peterson is that when he did come in the middle of an inning facing Max Muncy with a guy on base, he actually did a good job and struck him out. But unfortunately, I get the point. I think they are very much committing to Kodai Senga coming back to start game five. Ralph writes, I didn't expect the Mets to get beat like this. And like typical, we weren't ready to play. I was in agreement with you that we should have started Sean Manaea, but maybe it was a blessing in disguise. Well, what the hell's the blessing in disguise, by the way? What is the blessing? That they're going to win game two? Because they weren't going to hit Jack Flaherty? Which is It's a flawed thought to say, hey, if they had started Manaea and he pitched seven scoreless innings, the Mets were going to face the exact same fate they had against Jack Flaherty today. I get why we think that, but it's a completely different game. Completely different. Just like if Jesse Winker successfully goes to third and there's first and third, nobody out, we can't assume Tyrone Taylor's swinging at the first pitch and hitting a fly ball to right field and assuming that Francisco Alvarez is swinging at the first pitch and Jack Flaherty's throwing the exact same pitches. You can't make that assumption. Everything's different. But anyhow, Ralph went on to write, also typical Jeff McNeil swinging at the first pitch. Come on. You can't do that after the pitcher was throwing balls. Yeah, McNeil came up in the eighth to pinch hit for Tyrone Taylor after Iglesias drew a walk, and he swung at the first pitch. Which, at that point, it's 6-0. So you're out of it, but you're still sort of in it. You need base runners. But that's not what Jeff McNeil does. Ralph goes on to write, also not sure how Mendy was managing this bullpen today. Just leave the guys in instead of burning everyone. I guess we have Tylor McGill. Quick turnaround in a must win. I hate the Dodgers and Ohtani more. He's a douche. Yeah, it's easy to start disliking Shohei Ohtani. And a lot of the dislike for Shohei Ohtani has really nothing to do with him. I'm sure he's a wonderful guy. It's the way he's talked about. It's the way he's treated. It's the graphic that reminds us Ohtani's four batters away. It's the fact that all of a sudden a potential scandal gets talked about by nobody, which does lead me to something I do want to talk about on the radio in a couple of days. When the Dodgers come to Citi Field, Shohei Ohtani needs to be verbally, and I want to do it classily, by the way, but the Met fan needs to go after Shohei Ohtani. They need to really try to get in his head. And the way I would do it, I have a chant in mind, by the way. The way I would do it is simply, where's your bookie? Where's your bookie? That's it. Nice and simple. We're not using F words, not cursing them out. We're just asking them a question. It's okay to ask a question. Where's your bookie?